What a Rewarding Experience by Erica Wolf. Run for Sight, an annual fundraising event sponsored by the Delta Gamma Center for Blind and Visually Impaired Children located in St. Louis, Missouri, was held this past May 7, 2017. This event enabled the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri National Fitness Challenge participants to experience an extraordinary outlet to band together as a team of runners and walkers to support the cause of raising as many funds as possible for the center. There were 16 participants from across the state present at the run representing the NFBMO-NFC. This was the first time that many blind and visually impaired runners/walkers came together to make up a team in the past 25 years, which is how long the Delta Gamma Center for Children has been hosting this annual event. The Delta Gamma Center's aim is to increase a wide array of learning and social skill developmental programs and opportunities for blind and visually impaired children. The center supports blind and visually impaired children and their families from the early age of development, age 0 to 3, introducing families to vision loss and blindness, up until a child reaches the age of maturity. From a personal perspective, it was my privilege to be a part of Run for Sight this year. As a first-time runner, running a 3.5-mile course alongside a sighted guide and my fellow NFBMO-NFC cohorts was a great experience. What a tremendous feeling it was to run the newly selected 5K course around Ballpark Village. There really hadn't been much preparation made on my part, training for my first run, and being partnered with an experienced runner as a guide. Although my guide had previously run a number of courses and half marathon runs, my guide had no prior experience guiding a blind runner, let alone a first-time one. The day before the event was to take place, I contacted my volunteer running guide for the morning fundraiser to discuss the strategy for running with one another through the massive crowd of people expected to be at the citywide event. Right away, I stressed the importance of how we would communicate with one another as we ran, and that I felt an effective tether to use would be a rolled-up hand towel that we could both hang on to as we meandered through the crowd. This tool turned out to be the most effective one for me, as my running guide and I textually communicated with each other on how we were moving as we sifted through the high number of runners and walkers. We got off to a late start because we were unable to connect up before the run was to begin, so we didn't get in line with all the timed runners at the very beginning. In spite of this happening, we still managed to run a respectable race to the finish line, bringing us breathlessly up to where all finished runners and walkers were congregated upon finishing their set course. Something very spectacular transpired while running with my guide. I became keenly aware of my physical fitness ability to run without practice, what it is like to put my trust and faith in another human being besides my normal mobility tool and friend, my one-of-a-kind, one-in-a-million guide dog Chandra. Run for Sight was a winning experience for all involved and something that I'm extremely proud and honored to have been a part of and look forward to participating in years to come. There is something so entirely gratifying building belief in oneself and the blind as a whole, and that is exactly what the National Fitness Challenge enabled me to do. I'm extremely proud to be a member of the National Federation of the Blind and look forward to becoming more actively involved in the organization as a whole.